This is RSBNB Update, Episode 98, Sliding Goblins. Hello everybody, welcome to RSBNB Update. We're here with...
Hello.
Your hello. Once again.
Hello.
No, but
they know who I am by now.
Oh, they probably do, but we get new listeners every week.
Do we?
Yes, we do. Always.
I'm Brad. Disregard anything I say.
Yes, and I am Shane, and we need to start mentioning these websites more. The forums and the actual website.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I suppose there's quite a number of people who listen to us without ever being aware of RSBNB.
Yeah. Oh, well, time to plug the mothership a little more.
RSBNB.com, 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 RSBNB.com.
Okay. So, what do we got this week? The 24-carat update, which consists of 7 new bracelets, 6 of which are enchantable, and 3 newly enchantable necklaces. Crafting levels range from 7 to 84, and the magic levels range from 7 to 87. Have you taken a look at these?
No.
Well, first of all, we've got the Sapphire Bracelet of Clay, which lets the wearer mine up to 28 pieces of soft clay before it breaks. That's very useful for those that like making Teletubbies, you know?
How easy are the ring are they to make in themselves?
It's the same as making a Ring of Recoil or a Games Necklace or something like that. You just take it to the furnace and then enchant it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like that one. And then for the Emerald, we got the Castle Wars Bracelet, which gives the wielder extra 20% of damage dealt against a bearer of their side's flag. Castle Wars Bandage heals 50% more to the wearers of bracelets, and this has 3 charges. And then we got the Bracelet of Inoculation, which prevents the wearer from the... from an amount of disease damage, which is that what's that quest
ogre
called?
Ogre Place.
Yes, the Ogre Quest. What's it called? Do you remember?
Ogre
what? I don't know. Basically, it prevents you from a certain amount of disease. Yeah, and we kind of lost you again.
Really?
Yeah, your muting thing kicked in.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did. You went quiet.
Well, I didn't unplug... Normally, I have to unplug my microphone to clear it, and now it's...
Oh, really?
Let's just move on.
Okay, so the Castle Wars bracelet, are you going to get one of those?
No.
What about the Bracelet of Inoculation?
What does that do?
It prevents the wearer from
the disease.
From the disease.
Well, after I did the quest, I didn't go down there, so I don't really see what the point of that
is. Yeah, exactly. Okay, now for the diamond ones, we've got the Abyssal Bracelet, which prevents the wearer from being sculled when entering the abyss. Player still suffers from prayer drain. This has 5 charges before it breaks. Now that is a good one, I'd say, right?
Yeah. Because, pardon me, yes it is.
Because, like, you go into the abyss and you don't get sculled anymore. Yay! I just love that. What about you?
Because you don't want to be killed.
I know.
I'll come and kill you, Shane.
Oh, and we also got the Phoenix Necklace, which is diamond. It automatically restores hit points equivalent to 30% of the max stat. If the wearer drops below 20%, it has priority over the Ring of Life. So what I'm guessing is that it teleports you somewhere if you fall below 20% health.
It teleports you right in front of the Kelfi Queen. They should do next April Fool's, right? Jagex should change the location that the Ring of Life teleports you to right in front of the KVD or something like that. Or right in the middle of level 50 wilderness.
Ah, that'd be a mean joke.
It would be funny, though.
Yes. Just like that April Fool's joke on RSBNB this year?
Yes.
Okay, we got the Dragonstone Bracelet now, which allows the wearer to teleport to the Champions Guild, the Warriors Guild, the Ranging Guild, as well as the Monastery. It updates the wearer with their Slayer totals every 10th target they need to kill. The item holds 4 charges, and it can only be recharged at the Legends Guild.
Well, it's pretty useful.
Yes.
The charges are only used up by the teleports, right?
Yes, that is right. And then we got the Necklace of Skills, which is Dragonstone. It allows the wearer to transport to the Fishing Guild, Mining Guild, Crafting Guild, and Cooking Guild. Slightly increases the chance of getting a casket when big net fishing. This also holds 4 charges and is recharged at the Legends Guild.
That's all right.
Are you going to get one?
Probably for the fishing teleport.
But you could just switch to lunar spells.
But I'd rather get one of those, and I don't have to switch to lunar spells.
Your choice.
That it is.
Onyx Bracelet is the Bracelet of Regeneration, which basically doubles the natural hit point recovery. So instead of 1 minute, you'll recover 2 minutes. I was expecting something better from the Onyx Bracelet. What about you?
Yeah, that is a bit crappy.
Yeah.
Could have tripled it or something. That'd have
been
good.
Yeah, that's right. The Berserker Necklace, which is the Onyx Necklace as well.
Berserker.
Yes. Strength raised by 7, stabs, attack, slash attack, and crush attack reduced by 10. Stab defense, slash defense, crush defense, magic defense, and ranged defense reduced by 20. Increases the amount of damage the wearer will do when yielding an obsidian melee weapon by 20%. And
that's good.
Yeah, and we have a question about this later on, so...
We'll discuss it in depth then.
Yes, that is right. I don't know, the only thing, you know, Alex on the newspaper, he made a ring of stone. I think he should have waited and made like a bracelet or something.
Ring of Stone's only good to mess about with.
Yeah, that's right. So, what do you rate this out of 5?
I'll give it a 4. It's pretty decent, I think, as far as RuneScape updates have gone recently.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 4 as well. Okay, and then we got some...
Oh, the poll.
No, we got bug fixes first.
Oh, bug fixes.
Yes. Castle Wars bug fixed where one could pass through a barricade by using the Dragon Spear special.
Didn't know about that.
Goldsmithing gauntlets will now work on the blast furnace. The dust rune graphic is back to normal after it was mysteriously shrunk last week.
Mysteriously shrunk means we fucked up. We'll have to bleep that.
Yes. Splitbark Greaves have been renamed Splitbark Boots. They said this was because they're not Greaves.
Is that because people are too stupid to know what Greaves are?
What's Greaves? I don't know what Greaves are.
I thought a greave was sort of like, you know, the sort of thing you... Almost like shin pads.
Oh, really?
Let me have a look.
Yes. Oh, and, well, Brad's
yes,
looking...
Yes, I was right. Armor that protects the leg. A greave is a piece of armor that protects the leg. Greaves may be constructed ranging from padded. Some designs protect only the lower leg. Yeah, they just basically protect your legs. Hang on, that wouldn't make sense then, because you'd have split-bark trousers and you'd have split-bark greaves... Both doing the same thing. Maybe
yeah.
Right.
Okay. And finally, goblins no longer slide along the floor. From when they updated them last week, they would slide along the floor like they're penguins.
Why did Jagex keep making stupid mistakes?
They said that they had their legs fixed because they were still under warranty.
Yet they try and sort of change it into a nice, funny, haha joke, but really they're just incompetent morons.
Like they're sliding along the floor like those penguins do.
Yeah, well, Jagex are incompetent morons. Andrew Dowd should be sliding along the floor.
Okay. If penguins slide and penguins are Russians, what are the goblins?
Goblins are Afghanistanian. Afghanistanian. However you say it. They're Afghani. They're from Afghanistan.
Okay, then.
No, the goblins are from Iran.
Oh, really?
They want to nuke the world.
This show is going to be named something along the lines of Sliding Goblins, I think.
Oh, God.
Okay. Postbag from the Hedge, any ones that you really like?
No. How about you?
No? No, same this month.
They were pretty average.
Yes. Anything you wanna go on to this next one? I'm just making a change here.
Okay, next we have... Clamp down on the real world bots and item trading.
Yes, it's about time they did that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like, apparently there is, I think, what, 6 billion GP being drained a day? Or something? Or being...
They pull their figures out of their ass.
It's not that hard to work out, if you know what I mean. Like,
how would they work it out?
Well, they first of all, what they'd do is they'd count how many sharks were fished.
Yeah, I'm sure some Jagex employees really going to sit down and do that. They just thought, let's think of a number. Not too big, not too small.
No, but they probably have a tracker on how many sharks are fished and everything.
They probably don't. Andrew Garrett just sits there counting his money.
Well,
and he'd probably sue me for legal bias if you ever heard this. Bring it on, bastard.
They said they're clamping down on these Chinese and Korean gold farmers. You know how gold farming works. Basically, they pay these people to play the game to make money so that they can make money. And they get paid
very low
wages.
Well, I don't understand, because, I mean, World of Warcraft, I mean, there's plenty of gold farming there. But it's fairly easy to get the gold to the player because there's a mailing system. So if you were to buy gold online, they would mail it to you. But in RuneScape, you'd have to meet them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Could you please come to Valley House, please? Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what the hell they're on about.
I really don't think that it's in the spirit of RuneScape for them to be gold farming. Like, I don't think that's right.
Blizzard doesn't ban people who buy gold, though, on World of Warcraft.
Yeah, what about buying items, like, online?
Well, you can't really buy items. Like, it's not really possible on World of Warcraft.
Okay. Oh, and they give us 3 points. They say use the in-game report abuse facility to report people abusing Rule 7. Boycott any corrupt fan sites which advertise RuneScape gold for sale. Now, that's where RSBNB comes in. If you see any of these ads on RSBNB, please PM them to
Mike the Terminator.
With a screenshot of the ad and the URL that Google Ad says. Oh, dear.
Don't miss your chance to suck up.
Yeah, so please report those.
I've lost it as well. We don't condone this sort of activity.
Yes, that is right. We don't condone that. So if you see that, send it in. Okay. Behind the scenes this month, we'll be getting the Karamja Jungle Tasks Achievement Diary, which range from easy to hard tasks, ranging from basic gathering things to all the way of killing Tazar creatures, which should be interesting, I think. Mm-hmm. What else is there behind the scenes this month? More lunar spells for the Lunar Island spell book. Yay! Any idea what they'll do this month?
Mess something else up?
No. Like, you remember last time they put lunar spells out? They were really good.
Yeah, possibly.
Like, maybe they got a thing to string jewelry now. What else are they missing?
A thing to cook for you.
Yeah.
Do they have a spell that means you can cook stuff? You could just cook, like Elking. You could cook stuff.
You can bake pies.
Yes, that is a good point.
I don't know. But I always like additions of new magic, so that should be interesting. Oh, and the KQ and Varrock will get their respective graphics updates this month. Finally, eh? What?
This poem makes me laugh.
Yes, well, we're getting there, but I think it's about time that the KQ gets updated, right? Maybe they'll make Maybe they'll make it have hair or something.
What, like a big pink mohawk?
What? No, I don't think so. And
you don't know what a mohawk is?
Oh, I know what a mohawk is, but I don't think they'll give it a big pink one.
Yeah, they will. Make the KQ look gangster.
And apparently they're redesigning all of Rock.
Yeah, that's probably taken them about 10 minutes.
Okay, your favorite pool now.
We've put a new bucket in. It's red.
Okay, what's a pool?
Who would play the wise old man in RuneScape in the movie?
So, who would play the wise old man? According to the RuneScape community...
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Terminator.
I do not know what you mean. I have never seen a blue party hat before in my life. How dare you accuse me of scamming? I can't do an Austrian accent.
No, neither can I. Sean Connery, wasn't he a James Bond?
Yes, he was the best James Bond. But he's still eating now.
Hulk Hogan?
I think it's funny how Charlton Heston and Michael Caine come at the bottom when they're probably two of the best actors on that list. Probably because all the main thing, demographic of RuneScape is 12-year-olds. They've heard of Arnold Schwarzenegger from Terminator. They've heard of Sean Connery from James Bond.
Yeah.
They've heard of Ian McKellen from Lord of the Rings. They haven't heard of the rest.
What about Hulk Hogan, who got 11%? Who's he?
I don't know. I thought that was the name of a character. Rather. Oh, isn't he an act? Isn't he a... Yeah, I thought so. He's one of those... he was like a wrestler, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, let me look it up.
I already looked it up.
Oh, yeah. American actor and semi-retired professional wrestler.
Hang on a minute. That sort of looks like the wise old man.
I know!
He's got the big glasses. But look at his real name. Terence Jean Bollier.
Yes. Oh, yes, and also on this poll, William Shatner has 6% and Patrick Stewart has 3%.
Nobody cares.
I said Patrick Stewart because he's, like, bald, you know, and he's been around a long time.
Patrick Stewart would only be a good thing in the movie if the plot ended up with the old man dying painfully.
Okay, now who should play the sandwich lady in RuneScape the movie? Angelina Jolie, 20%, Cameron Diaz, 17%, and Jessica Alba, 13%. Now, who the heck is that?
You don't know any of those?
No, I know who the first two are, but Jessica Alba?
Actress. You don't know who Jessica Alba is?
Nope, do you?
Well, she's an actress, I've heard of her.
Well, obviously.
Do you know the movie Fantastic Four?
Yes.
She was in that.
Oh, okay.
She was the one that could turn invisible.
Oh, really? Well, that's neat. I got this interesting thing in tech news. Apparently it's raining outside right now.
Is it?
Yes, but we'll get to that then. I guess that means it's time for questions.
Yes, time for questions it is.
We've got two audio questions this week, one from Vorin and one from PFK99s. How's my German accent?
Better than mine, probably.
Okay, here goes Wallen.
Wallen?
What were you like when you were 14 years old? And Shane, why don't you like that Mini Wheats commercial? Mini, 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 mini Wheats. Mini, 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 mini Wheats. And I care so much for the show.
So, Brad, what were you like when you were 14, 2 years ago?
Well, I was supposed to go on RSBNB when I was 14. I was a mod when I... No, I wasn't. Was I a mod when I was 14?
Yes, you were.
Yes, I was.
For a few months.
Yeah. Why?
So what were you like?
I have no idea.
He's 14, so I guess that's why he's wondering. I guess he's wondering if he's normal.
Nobody is normal.
I don't know. I don't know what I was like. I'd be just probably the same as I am, except less knowledgeable, maybe.
Possibly. I think I may have had a little less hate inside me.
Oh, yeah.
Intensified with the years.
You were a much smoother person back then.
It's all gone downhill. I think being young is great because you don't have any of these worries. When you get older, you start to worry about things.
Like
life. Like, you know, what are you going to do with your life? I don't know.
Okay. In that commercial, you know what Mini Wheats are, right?
Yeah, but if it's annoying if the TV advert was annoying as him doing it, then my God, it must be annoying.
Yeah, it's more annoying because it's a female voice.
What problems do you have with female voices?
It's just annoying. Like you even said it was annoying.
Yeah, but I didn't hear it done by a female voice, did I?
Yeah, but you think it's annoying, right?
Well, yeah, when he does it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just more annoying when they do it. It just annoys me. And he must like it or something because it's in his freaking display name on MSN.
His freaking display name?
Yes.
Throw me a freaking bone here, Shane.
Shall we move on to the next one from PFK99s?
Okay.
Here we go.
With the new update this week, a new necklace was introduced as the Enchanted Onyx Necklace, which is more commonly known as the Berserker Necklace. This, of course, raises the max hit of any obsidian melee weapon by 20%, allowing people to hit confirmed 50s with mauls and over 40 with daggers. Do you believe this will be nerfed at all, or do you think we'll see a massive influx of Mauler Pures becoming members?
So what do you think?
In about two months' time, Jagex will realize, oh my god, we improved the game. We actually made the game better. My god, we can't be having that now.
And they'll
They'll change it to 2%. Increases the amount you hit with obsidian weapons by 2%.
Well, think about it. Like, this is just who... I don't even know who uses obsidian weapons. Do you know anybody?
Well, people will now because of the bloody bonus.
Exactly. So they must have done that to, raise the price of obsidian weapons or something.
Or just make people use them.
Yeah, I honestly don't know if that'll go ahead, because what are the other melee people are going to do who don't want the obsidian weapons to exist?
Use whips.
Exactly. And the whips will keep getting killed.
The whips will keep whipping.
Yeah.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
No, good job there. I taught you well.
Whoosh.
But will they nerf it? Yes, I'd say so.
Yes, of course
you remember they nerfed the whip, right?
Yes, and they nerfed pest control points, and they basically nerf anything good they do to the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I remember, right, the pest control points was a live update. They didn't even take the servers down, because I was doing it with Creepy the first day it came out, and I had like 50 pest control points I was about to hand in, and I had enough to get about 1.5 levels. It was like 60 or 70k experience, and then they changed it, and I didn't even have enough for one level.
Fuck.
Bastards.
Yeah, so there you go, they nerf everything. We still need to get someone to sing the Nerf It song.
Nerf it, nerf it, nerf it, nerf it, nerf it, yesterday. All my joy. Okay.
Okay, next question. Shane. Okay, are you reading it or me?
You read it.
Okay.
I'll take second plot.
Shane, I'm getting a Apple computer. I'm wondering if I should get a laptop or PC. Brad, have you ever been to Amsterdam? If so, what did you do there? And if not, what is your favorite vacation place from Maniacs? I have another question about Apple computers later on today, but I am going to say that... if you need portability, get the laptop. If you aren't going to be taking it anywhere, get the PC one. And Brad, your turn.
Well, no, I've never been to Amsterdam itself. Never been to Amsterdam. I've been to Holland, though. I went to what was the place name? I can't remember the place name, but it's just past the German border. A couple of hours past the German border the other weekend to go to a concert. Rise Against, by the way. And, yeah, that was fun.
Okay, and?
Oh, yeah, that thing. Well, I had the iPod in my girlfriend's car, and we were listening to songs from it, and I just had it on shuffle. Now, you see, I didn't realize that I had RSVB update episodes on my iPod. I normally just keep them on iTunes and listen to them. So it was on shuffle. And songs were playing, and suddenly this one song stopped, and then suddenly, loud, very loud, the music was not loud, but for some reason, the volume of the RSVB update was so loud, I just heard Shane go, this is RSVB update 96, and then there was that pause where I thought, oh shit, and then it was me, really loud, saying, I want to be a princess. Didn't really want my girlfriend to get it.
What did she say?
She said, I always knew you were a princess. Yes, it was the worst possible timing.
It must have been episode 95, because 96 was Spades United.
95 then, but it was the... there was that split second where I just thought, Shit. it was so much louder than all my other songs. It was like, oh.
Yeah, you guys all remember that. Do the voice again. Brad? Oh shoot, we might have lost him again. And we wait. Oh, connection lost. Okay, calling him back.
I did the voice, but it was muted.
Do it again.
I want to be a princess.
No, yes, I didn't. I was laughing so hard I'm almost crying.
What? Because the fact that I made a complete ass of myself. I told you that one time. Well, no, that one time when I was speaking to you on MSN and my speakers were on, and my dad came in to use the computer, and you played that sound of me swearing when the plane went over. And said, I didn't know you swore on the. Wow, you always. Well, he didn't. It's like I didn't realize you swore, and it's like, well, do you not know me?
That's funny. He said, "So your dad doesn't know that you swear."
No, well, no, he knows I swear. He didn't know I swore on the update.
Oh,
you pick your time, Shane. Now what? He's not allowed on my computer anymore. All right, next question.
Did I ever talk to him?
No.
Okay, next question.
You heard him speak.
Yes, I did. But we won't be releasing that clip. Thank you, Maniacs. You take this one.
Would you rather have money or fame? You can only pick one. What's the worst test you've ever taken from Ryan? You go first.
Money or fame? I'd say money, because I really don't want all these people coming to bother me.
Yeah, I'd rather have money.
Okay, worst test?
I think I had this test a while ago, and it was a while ago. It must have been 2 or 3 years, and I think it was in maths. Yeah, it was in maths. And I'd revised what I thought I'd revised for it, and I'd gone over all this algebra, because I was sure it was an algebra test. And when it actually came to taking the test, it turns out I'd revised the completely wrong thing, so I had no idea what the hell I was doing. So yeah, that wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
I normally do have a problem with tests, though.
Yeah, we've all failed tests before, so, I don't know, you can just pick one from any subject, and there you go.
What's your worst test?
Oh, I don't know.
Go on, Shane, tell us. Was it psych?
No. No.
You like psych?
No. No, I have no idea. Probably some French one in grade 8.
Everybody hates French.
Only got like 30% on it or something. Okay, shall we move on? Thank you, Ryan.
Okay.
Next one?
You can take this next one.
When was the last time you had surgery from Alt Mac Daddy-O?
Alt Mac Daddy-O?
Yes.
Can you read English there, mate?
Yes, I am.
No, no, you sound French, like you are from France. Right. You answer first.
Like major or what?
I don't know.
I've never had really anything major, like cutting like your heart open or anything.
Nor have I.
My last major one was like having my toe worked on, I guess, removing part of my nail because it kept going.
I remember
in
that.
Prone.
Didn't your sister tell your parents?
Huh? Yes.
Didn't your sister tell?
Yes. God damn.
See?
It.
What?
Okay, you.
I've never really had surgery.
Oh, really? So nothing like removing part of a toenail or...
No.
Surgery to fix a bone that was broken or...
No, most of the... Well, I don't know if you consider it surgery. I've broken a few... What did you just do?
What?
I just heard you go, ah. Oh,
I paper-clipped myself.
No, I've never really had, a major surgery. No, I've had a few broken bones, but nothing serious.
Okay. Wonder what kind of surgery he's had.
Reconstructive surgery.
Okay, next one. Next one.
What is your most hated genre of music? If you value my opinion, oh my god, I hate rap. Unless it's rap that makes fun of another song. Rap song. Have you ever been to America? Okay, first thing. Do you like any... what's your most hated genre of music?
Rap. And all this silly hip-hop crap that's out there these days.
Yeah, rap, hip-hop, and country. Oh my god, I hate country music.
Oh, yes, that too.
Inbred Hicks. You are nothing but a lot of inbred Hicks.
Okay, so there's our there's our hated genres. Have you ever been to America? And has it changed your views of Americans?
I went to America when I was very small, but not recently. And it wouldn't change my view of Americans, because I'm so deeply woven in hate and stereotypes that my conscience can never be savored.
I've been there a few times, and it hasn't changed my view.
Where did you go?
Seattle area.
Was it nice?
Yes. Sometimes it's too hot there, you know?
Too hot in Seattle?
Yes.
Go to Africa, see what it's like there.
I know, that's why if I'm ever having to move to a U.S. state, I'm moving to Alaska.
Just don't move to a U.S. state.
I know. Okay. And why don't you use Oprah who says, love, cowboy of death?
Because Oprah sucks. Next question.
I don't use it because it doesn't have all the extensions that I need.
I don't use it because it sucks. Next question.
Okay. Shane, I am... can you read it?
Okay. Shane, I'm going to get a Mac within the next few months, but I'm not sure which one to get. I'll either get a 20-inch iMac with 2 gigabit RAM, 2.16 gigahertz processor, 250 gigabytes hard drive, which I will be able to afford around August. Pardon me, he didn't write that. Or a 17-inch MacBook Pro with 2 gigabyte RAM, 2.33 gigahertz processor, 160 gigabyte of hard drive, which I'll be able to afford during Christmas time. I want the larger MacBook Pro because of its additional screen space, 1,680 by 1,050. What do you think I should get? And that's from Matthew.
What do you think you should get?
I don't know. You're the techie.
Well, what I'd say is if you need to carry it around, get the MacBook Pro, but don't get the 17-inch. I find that, like, the 15-inch is big enough, and I really don't... Like, the 17-inch wouldn't even fit in my bag. So 17-inch is really, really big. I'd actually recommend the 15-inch, but if you have the extra money, just upgrade it to the bigger hard drive and the extra RAM, because when you think about it in modern days, 200 megahertz on the processor, that's really not going to make much difference, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say, if you need to move around, get the 15-inch MacBook Pro and upgrade the hard drive to your heart's content, because it'll still end up being cheaper, but you'll actually be able to carry this one around easily. Also, the downside of getting the 17-inch MacBook Pro is that you have a bigger resolution of 1680 by 1050, which is good in most cases. But let's say you want to play a game, like WoW, right? The widescreen LCD displays are generally designed to work at a native resolution. So, in effect, what you're doing is you'll be needing a better video card to drive the higher resolution. I mean, of course, you can shrink the resolution down, but it just won't look as good. So there's my reason for recommending the MacBook Pro if you have to travel. But if you're not going to travel, just get the iMac. This goes to the same question that was mentioned above by Maniacs. I think okay. We're done. Next one.
Do you prefer NVIDIA or ATI? And that's from Sorted.
Do you have a preference?
Well, I have an ATI, and it's never let me down, so...
Have you ever tried an NVIDIA?
No.
I
wouldn't really want to, though. My ATI is fine. It was cheap, and it worked. It's good.
I can say I prefer NVIDIA, because I had an old ATI 9600 Pro, but it wasn't the best card out there for the same NVIDIA standards. And also, excuse me, I've been using NVIDIA for quite some time. And another plus side to NVIDIA for me is that it actually works in Linux. So that's why I like NVIDIA. That's from Sorted, who uses swords, who swords fights at the dinner table.
Okay.
Next one.
What are your thoughts about Barrow's armor compared to Third Age armor? Have you ever lost a lot of money in the jewel arena due to lag? Thanks for your time, RF10S7. You first?
I honestly think that Barrow's armor is the best way to go because the Third Age armor is just way too expensive at this point in time. You?
I don't really have a preference, but I think I prefer Barrow's. Isn't it overall easier to obtain unless you want to do a whole load of clues?
Yeah, that's right. And apparently the odds of getting a Third Age item are something like 1 in 10,000.
Wow.
Have you ever lost money in the duel arena due to lag?
I used to go to the duel arena when I still played a bit, and I used to stake money, but I've never lost any due to lag. No.
I don't gamble on RuneScape in combat. That's just plain stupid.
No, it's not.
Why? Like, if you know there's a chance you're going to lose, why risk it?
It's the quickest, it's the fastest way to get rich quick.
Yeah. So you're saying I should go stake a Santa hat against some level 95 who's probably some silly peer?
If you want to. There's a chance you could double your earnings. Double or nothing, but it's your choice.
Yeah, I don't like taking those kind of risks. Thank you, RFS110. Okay. Shane, after my dad downloaded the Google Pack, the family computer downstairs has been acting strange. Every once in a while, the blue screen of death will flash and then the computer will restart. I scanned it for viruses and the most recent scan came up clean. It happens at random moments, sometimes when I'm playing an MMO and sometimes when I'm just browsing the web or chatting. Do you know why this is happening? Also, are there any of you seeing Spider-Man 3 when it comes out? Blue Briss Singer. Let's address the computer problem first.
Okay, bye-bye.
No, you stay here. I don't recommend the Google Pack for the main reason that it contains all this software that you can get individually, and it basically installs it all, and it's a bloat when you really don't need all that. I don't recommend it. But
it's
there
a
are
boat?
Bloat. Not a
Google
boat.
Google Pack gives you a boat?
No. Yes, but the blue screen of death, there's a small percentage of a chance that it could be caused by that. But very rarely software causes the blue screen of death. Most of the time it's a hardware problem or a driver problem. So the question back is, have you recently installed any drivers or new hardware? And if that's the case, take a look at what you installed and check to make sure those drivers are okay and that the hardware is fine. But, yeah, you should definitely try uninstall that pack. See if that helps, too. Start with the software, then you work your way down to drivers, and then eventually get down to the actual hardware.
Right, next question.
Spider-Man 3, have you seen it?
No. Have you?
No. You told me you saw it last night, though.
I didn't see it last night. It's not even out yet.
Well, what? You said you went to go see Spider-Man last night.
Really?
Yes?
I don't remember that.
You told me you went to a movie and you went to see Spider-Man 3.
Did I say I went to see a movie then mentioned Spider-Man 3?
Yes!
Really?
Yes!
Wow.
Were you, like, okay? Like, you went to a movie, right?
Yeah, I went to a movie.
What did you see then?
Hold on a minute.
You don't remember what you saw?
I have a bad memory.
That was only 2 days ago.
I got very drunk that night.
Okay. Yeah, well, I don't think you saw Spider-Man 3 if it's not out yet.
You sure I said that?
Yes, you did.
Are you sure I saw that?
Yes, you said that, and I quote, "It was shit." That's what you said to me on MSN.
Couldn't have gone to see that. Oh, I remember what I saw. I remember what I saw. I remember what I saw.
What
I
did
saw
you see?
I saw 300.
Oh. So, what exactly, quote, was shit then? And how did Spider-Man come up?
300 was shit.
Okay, but how did Spider-Man 3 like come it up?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Was this in the morning?
No, it was like at, oh yeah, I guess it would have been like at 11 a.m. your time or something.
Yeah, I was probably quite tired.
Okay, then.
if it was the morning after I said I'd seen the movie, I was probably hungover.
Okay, then. We won't talk about that. Did you...
Why did we just span that out over 20 minutes?
I don't know. Did you walk into any walls?
No.
Okay, moving onwards.
Good
God.
Read the question.
It's
turning into indignation.
Yes, right. Shane, does anyone else in your family like Star Trek? For the close out to the show, do you want a phrase or a song? I could get my sister to sing So Long Farewell. And you hear people saying what you're doing for the 99th or 100th episode, but what about episode 104, your 2-year anniversary? That's from KJTH 2004.
2003.
Okay, I was out by a year.
Okay. Everybody here has watched Star Trek at one time or another. Like, they don't hate it. They all have their favorite movies and episodes and everything.
Does your sister like it?
Yes.
Shame.
Okay. And no, we don't want somebody to actually sing a song for us. We want we want a musical song, right?
We don't.
We still need a new closeout. I think we got the opening intro from that Alex guy, Alex Tomo, or I think that's his name.
We don't. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, and we got for the 100th episode, we're supposed to be getting 2 people to come on, but I don't think they will.
How do you reckon we're going to be able to get 1 of them?
Huh?
Or none?
Yeah. Well, which one do you think we'll get? You think we'll get the female one or the male one?
Hang on a minute, one of them's female?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought you meant...
I think you're thinking of our 2-year special.
Oh yeah.
We're
right.
For our 2-year special sometime in June, we're getting Trekkie.
No, keep it a secret. No, oh. Shut up.
Okay, well, we're getting Trekkie on because he hasn't been on in quite some time. There you go.
And somebody else.
Somebody who's mysterious who hasn't been on before.
If they agree.
Yes.
If they don't, I kill them.
And for episode 100, we got 2 people lined up. Hopefully he and she will come on.
They won't. They're scared. They fear. They fear us. They fear the update. They can't handle it. I pity the fool.
Okay, you're just kind of strange there. You can take the next question.
I'm always strange, Shane.
Next question.
Okay, do you know anything about Julian Opie? And that's from Samuel.
Who's Julian Opie?
Well, the only thing I know about him is he's a British artist. I know nothing else.
Is that like Opie? Like...
Julian Opie. Let me just look it up.
Yeah.
Right. Leading contemporary English artist who uses computer edit. Now, all I knew about him was that he was an artist.
Oh, really? Okay, well, that's interesting. No, I never even heard of this person. That was from Samuel. Okay, can you read the next 2?
Shane, I'm currently level 26 farming and looking to raise farming to at least 50. Do you have any tips on farming? I made an amulet of nature. It helps me with my herb patch and I can pay the farmers. Where are some more herb patches? And what is a fast way to raise? And that's from Kyle.
Well, as we always say, the best way to raise farming is with trees and fruit trees. So best thing you can do is buy the kind of trees and fruit trees that you can grow at your level and then plant them. They're the herb patches. There's 5 of them in the entire world. There's a Trollheim disease-free one, which I think you need to do My Arm's Big Adventure to use. And then you got the Camelot, or the Catherby one, the one south of Ardy, and the
Ardy.
Yes, the Port Phasmades one, and the one that's south of Falador.
Falador.
So there's your 5 herb patches. That's from Kyle. Next one.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is this one of these episodes that you're putting out really fast? Like, it'll be out in, like, 3 or 4 hours.
You want me to do that?
I don't know. I just wondered if you were.
Why?
I don't know, because you did it last week. I thought you were going to do it every week.
Well, I could, but because I have lots of stuff to advertise at the end, that's for the weekend.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Okay. I'll do that then. Okay.
Shane and Brad. I'm planning on doing Swan Song for Monkfish, then get my fishing up. Do you guys see any point in doing this? Is there also you think 99 range with Crystal Bow is better or 99 mage or normal spells? Best wishes, Poker Loony. I would say now that the Autobots have pretty much crashed the economy, fishing's only good if you want your own fish. If you're trying to make a profit, it'd be pretty difficult.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't think Monkfish have been autoed, have they? Because you need to do that quest to get up there. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to take a trip up there and see if Monkfish have been autoed, because if not, they still might be a viable alternative. Because I know they give more XP and they're rather quickly, and they can make a good profit, so I don't know. You ever going to get 99 fishing?
No.
What if it's skill of the month?
Maybe.
Okay.
Might just feel the need to...
What's better, 99 range or 99 mage?
I personally think mage is better.
Yeah, me too. But he says normal spells, so...
Mage, 99 mage would still be good.
Yeah, I don't know. But 99 range, that with the crystal ball, maybe. I'd have to say that. But if he said ancients with 99 mage, then I'd have to say definitely mage.
Yes.
Okay. Next.
When you were at high school, did you or do you have a teacher you absolutely hated? Best wishes, played Kenny 94.
Did you?
Well, I haven't been in like a public school for almost 3 years now, but I remember there was this French teacher who was always really mean to me called Madame Garbett in England, and I always hated her. If you're listening, I hate you.
What did she do?
She was just really mean and really sarcastic and really... She used to make unnecessary remarks, and she's probably why I hated French.
I don't know of any teachers that I didn't like in high school.
Really? What, you liked every teacher?
Well, yeah, for the most part.
Every teacher?
Yeah, why not?
Every teacher. You didn't have one teacher you didn't like.
The English ones, a few of them, they're kind of strange, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those kind, maybe. I don't know. Last question. You can take this one.
Second to last question. Look at your MSN. Have you ever barfed in public? Were you embarrassed? That's from Kelsey.
No. Have you?
No, I've never thrown up in public.
Okay.
Have you?
Nope. We have a question about books?
I have this last question I want to do. Shut up.
Okay.
Right. This question is... It was originally taken out, but this question itself doesn't... It's fine. It's fine. Right. Brad, I've recently read The God Delusion. I was wondering if you could direct me to any other books along that line. Wow. Now, it very much depends whether you mean books arguing there is no God or books... Well, basically, there's two I would immediately recommend. One of them is called The Blind Watchmaker. That's by Richard Dawkins. And that, the same bloke who wrote The God Delusion.
Robert Dawkins.
Richard Dawkins. That basically it's basically an explanation of an argument for the theory of evolution. So it's sort of...
So I should read that then.
Yes, basically. And the other book, which is much more anti-religion than that, that's sort of more scientific, is by a man called Sam Harris, and it's Letter to a Christian Nation. Letter to a Christian Nation. That's sort of... the man's highly praised by Dawkins.
Yeah, I actually meant to put these questions in. I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah, this... it's basically... It's almost like The God Delusion, but written from a slightly different angle.
Okay, who is that from again?
That's from Vivada. So, The Blind Watchmaker and Letter to a Christian Nation are my recommendations.
Okay. And just a little note, please read the frequently asked questions before posting. A good chunk of the questions this week that weren't answered because they've been stated many, many times before. Such as the one like, why did we start RSVNB? That's available in an interview. There's also quite a few. And also, please cut down the Star Trek questions. They really annoy me. Okay, time for tech news, I guess.
We should allow the odd Star Trek question so I can rip it to shreds.
Shh! Tech news?
Okay, tech news, you start.
iGoogle, do you use this?
No.
Google dot your respected country top level domain /IG. So for you, it would be google.co.uk/IG. Go there.
Okay.
Try it.
Google what?
.co.uk/IG.
Oh, interesting.
You can log in and personalize your own homepage and stuff. It's actually been made public now called... It's actually iGoogle. And the news release says, Google has transformed its rather plain-sounding Google personalized homepage into the hopefully sexier iGoogle. With iGoogle, Google is trying to push the concept.
Aren't Apple going to sue them for use of the I?
I don't know. I don't know about that. Possibly. Google is trying to push the concept as more than just a search engine while allowing users to selectively incorporate the data they see rather simply than throwing it at them. Ah, well, Yahoo. I don't know what that means. Anyways, the final version of this is rather interesting. You want to know why?
Why?
Because you can select a theme. And I got this bus stop one selected. So you enter in your city and then the background of that portrays what it looks like in your city right now. It says it's raining, which is actually right. I just find that interesting. And
so
as always,
you look at your computer screen. You look at your computer screen and says, "Oh, it's raining." And then you look outside and say, "Oh, it is." I found out from my computer. I don't even need to look outside anymore. I can just look at my computer screen and it will tell me everything.
I don't know. I really like this. This is what I use for reading all my blogs and RSS feeds and checking my email and everything. I quite like it. So it'd be google.com/IG, google.de/IG. You get the idea. Take a look at it. The HD DVD hack. 09F911020294E354156C565388C0. You know that number, right?
Yes.
That is that number that you need to unlock any HD DVD. So basically this news story says that it's the so-called processing key that unlocks the heart of every HD DVD disc to date. AACS, a DRM scheme used to encrypt data on HD DVD and Blu-ray discs, would appear to have been cracked wide open by the short string of hexadecimal codes, as previously the only specific volume keys were compromised. The new hack is a work of some guy who I can't pronounce, a hacker posting on the Doom 9 forums. This is fast becoming the frontline war on DRM. Ah, can't talk today. I don't know, what do you think about this?
Don't really have an opinion on it.
Like, don't you think it's right that copy protection is broken because they're basically locking this up so you can't do with as you please with it, like rip it to your computer so you can watch it like on an airplane or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's good that it's been cracked open, I think. You can read more about it on this website. And we also had that Dig Revolt. Did you see that last night?
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, there is on dig.com, this website that we both go to. There was a huge selection of stories. The Dig people decided to remove these stories that would contain this code because apparently they had some deal with the HD DVD Corporation. They didn't want this key getting out. So, in effect, since Dig is a user-run community, the community turned over and they started resubmitting, and pretty soon the entire front page was flooded with these kind of stories.
And Dig gave up.
Yeah, they did. That's good, though. Don't you think?
Yeah, it is good.
And if you look at the top 24 hours, like this one post about that they gave up has like 28,000 digs on it. So that's pretty amazing what a user-run community can do. Okay, that's all I have for tech news this week. Oh, correction. 30,000 digs now. That is one heck of a lot.
I looked at it this morning, and it was like 4,000, and then you showed me earlier, and I was like, yeah, I've seen it. It's like, it's got 28,000 digs. I was like, what the f***? Isn't that the most dug story ever?
Yep. Yeah, now it's got 30,000. That is just interesting. Anyways, yeah, so that's the end of tech news this week. Dig's been actually rather slow since this happened. I think they need to bring in some new servers or something. Okay, shall we move on to rants?
Do we have one each? Where's there? There's three.
Yes, there is.
The first one?
Yes, you can do that.
Okay, hello. I am...
Person's name?
On Tuesday, February 20th, 2007, I saw a guy with four Daroks at pest control lowering his health, one HP at a time, but at a really fast pace. The way I traditionally do it is with nitroglycerin from the dig site quest. This way is time-consuming. I asked a guy, and he was the first person to ever tell me about it. He said he got it from Recipe for Disaster. It was dropped by one of the monsters we killed attempting to complete the quest. I had no idea when I finished the quest a while ago. I had no other way of obtaining this item. It was a large inconvenience. There are many other people out there that really want to wait to get the rock cape from the Recipe for Disaster quest. I am ranting because people have no other way of getting this item, while few have it. Attention, Goo Tanoth rock cake is not the same as the Recipe for Disaster rock cake. Do not continue posting about this cake because it is not the same. Thanks.
So well, basically, this guy's looking for a way to hurt himself.
The item was only the same. Was really, really useful during the quest, so there is every reason why you shouldn't be able to get it when the quest is done.
Yeah. I don't know. That's one of the questions that I always ask myself, is how can I hurt myself if I ever get Daroks? Mm. There's the obvious nitroglycerin. But this seems like a better way to do it. Hopefully they can bring it back, I think. Anyway, so I just figured this rant should be put in. I'll read the next one. Well, I'll keep this short and sweet. I'm sitting on World 2 trying to sell my Gilded. Along comes a guy who offers 50k over my asking price, and I'm like, okay, I won't complain, I hit accept. I quickly cancel out, and I see the words absolutely nothing opposite of my four Gilded pieces. I open the report menu, his name still fresh in my mind. Suddenly, halfway through the name, the window shuts. What's this? Odd one out? What madness is this? I open report menu again to report the scammer, but the menu snaps shut immediately. I quickly ace the little quiz, getting an old boot from it, by the way, and show up in World 2 again. In time to report the player whose name I can just barely remember. The point, a random event almost allowed a rule breaker to escape. Jagex, why doesn't the rule breaker menu take priority over others? You have admitted to us that a number of rule breakers run around throughout RuneScape. Let us help lighten the load instead of keeping us from reporting them. What do you think?
I don't know.
Like the report menu was closed when he was trying to report someone because of a silly random event trying to counteract what this guy was doing. Like, God.
It is a bit stupid, like report scammers, but we're going to stop you doing that because of a stupid random event.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't know. This just doesn't seem right. Okay, anything else on that one?
Huh? Nope, that's it.
Okay, next one.
Yeah, am I taking this?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to start off by saying that 80% of the time I die in wild is because of this problem. The problem. Ever been bragging about your stats during a fight or maybe messaging a friend? Well, I do. Well, shouldn't brag then, should you, asshole? On the occasion, 80% of the time I try to type something and mess up. I hit backspace and I'm in the world select screen. No worries, the world is open. I click on the world and quickly check my past username. Your account is already logged in. Please try again in 60 seconds. What the fuck, Jagex? I can't log back into a fight? What's with this? Point is, it needs to be fixed. Maybe allow you to log in to a world you were logged out into that is 60-second junk. It's making me lose mils, and I'm tired of this. If you read the whole thing, please post feedback. Say whether or not you support this. As far as I'm aware, it will only hit backspace. It will only actually take you out of the world if you're not clicked on the RuneScape screen, if you're clicked on something else.
Yeah, that's
if
right.
You're clicked onto the browser window. So don't click out of the RuneScape screen, and don't try to message friends when you're fighting, you retard.
Well, there you go. That's his problem. He's bragging. He's probably some silly peer.
Yes.
Like, can you believe this?
I can't believe he's an asshole.
I know, like, gosh. Like, that's a problem. There's nothing that needs to be said about this one. This guy needs to be taken to, like, some mental institute or something. For, like, God, for complaining like that?
Mm-hmm.
He's okay, mental. Are we done with the rants now?
Yes, we are done.
Okay, other things. What do we got? RSBNB's amazing race this weekend. We've been pushed back a week to May 6th. Oh, and by the way, please sign up, because the more teams we have, the funner it will be. And if we only have one team, then I'll just give them the prize. So we might as well get...
How many teams do we have?
I have 6 right now.
So I'm standing outside the fishing guild.
Yes, no more about the locations. Well, Brad just spilled it that I'll be going to the fishing guild for one part of it. But yes. This happens on Sunday, May 6th. Yes. So be sure to sign up. The May Informer is out. Take a look at informer.rsbnb.com, right? We got quite a good selection of articles this month. Usual SIG of the month, that sort of thing. Just your basic RSBNB Informer. Oh, yes. And skill of the month for April has ended, which was woodcutting, and Mike won that one by about 200k XP.
Nope. Congratulations, Michael.
It's Mike.
Michael.
And,
the same as you are, Shaneth. Michael and Shaneth.
And the new skill of the month is smithing. You can see stats at rsbnb.com/skotm. And Mike was the only one that got XP yesterday. He got 25 XP.
Yes.
The contest for being on the show, I think we mentioned that last week. That's still going on. So be sure to PM your entries to either Brad or myself. And we'll remind you that, what was it again? Wittiest episode title from the previous month.
Oh, yes.
Wittiest of wittiest. So what you'll do is you'll go through the April episodes, pick one, and then make a title on it. The best one will get to come on the show later this month. We still need a new closing theme song and a closing tagline. So if you have any of those, please PM those to us as well. What have we been up to?
Not much.
I've been working on hunting, and I finished my construction last week.
I've been going outside.
Yes, but late at night.
Not really.
I spent the better... What?
Not really.
Okay. I spent the better part of the day yesterday trying to get these lumberjack clothes on RuneScape. I'm 3/4 of a lumberjack. You can read that on shane.rsbnb.com.
Oh, dear God. www.assaidbybrad.com.
Just said by Brad.
Said by Brad.
Yes.
Not assaid by Brad.
Is there anything else before we wrap this one up?
Nope, I think we are done.
Okay, so with that said, please be sure to visit update.rsbnb.com, the show's website, and the forums at forums.rsbnb.com to reply to what happens on this show. And this has been RSBNB Update 98 with Bradler at saidbybrad.com.
Goodbye.
And Shane at shane.rsbnb.com.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.